The fourth annual Montana Folk Festival took over Butte, Montana recently, fulfilling its annual promise of music, dancing, food, and a big hill to climb. Montana Public Radio's Christopher Allen was there and shares this behind-the-scenes recap of not only the music and the performers, but also some quirky examples of folk art never before seen at the Montana Folk Festival.
Going to do is to play this 30-minute segment.
What you're hearing isn't the kind of music the Montana Folk Festival has typically played in its four-year history. It's a list of rituals and incantations designed to protect the listener from Satan and the evils of popular music at the time.
But what you need to do is to build a platform to Hercules.
It's kind of creepy, right? But this isn't coming from a band. This is coming from a car, actually. An art car. That's part of the 2014 Montana Folk Festival's Culture of the Car exhibit. This car is called, are you ready? Reverend Bill's Vacation Bible Camp Car.
Oh, it's kind of a tribute to Reverend Bill, my Labrador, who died when he was 17, and he was also a minister. And he did one marriage, and I've done other ones, and it's basically McMarriages. If you're not married in 10 minutes or less, the wedding's free. And I now offer punch cards where your third wedding's free.
That's the owner, Reverend C.E. Linville. And the CD pumping out warnings against certain musicians is just one part of his wacky religious theme, he says, is his spoof on the American dream of vacation. Reverend Linville has a church. It's called Our Lady of Eternal Combustion. He drove all the way to Butte, Montana from Portland, Oregon. His construction orange 1970s station wagon has a mishmash of satirical religious items and figures strapped down on the car. Many of them are inspired by religious tracts and books, and one is a banjo-playing skeleton, which doesn't really make any sense. But he says that's kind of the point.
I'm not making a statement, but when people are confused and I get, like, exactly contrary opinions or remarks from other people, I get a kick out of that.
This Holy Rolling Heresy is one of 10 art cars on display here, just east of the entrance to the original stage at the festival. Each has a backstory and a theme. There's a bird car, a yarn car, an arrow car, a bright red phone car that rings when you honk the horn.
Hey, the phone car is ringing. But don't answer it. It's probably those telemarketers.
Oh, who doesn't like a bad pun, right? Well, Harold Blank is the guy who helped get all of these cars together in Butte this year. He worked with festival director George Everett to bring these cars from all over the country.
And I am sort of an art car specialist.
His father, Les Blank, built the bird car, as well as several short folk films, including one about how Werner Herzog lost a bet and literally ate his shoe.
Well, an art car really can be just about anything that's art on a car. And that can be anyone's expression. And the deeper a person goes into expressing himself, I think the stronger the car becomes. And then you meet like-minded souls everywhere you go, and you start making these connections.
Sometimes those connections aren't totally pleasant. Artist Rex Rosenberg took a Subaru and covered it in 150 pounds of dentures, partials, and dentist tools. He calls it the Chubaru.
You know, I've watched people react to that car, and some people, the first thing they do is they grab their teeth with their hand, or they bite down, and you know they want to make sure their teeth are still there. And it strikes a chord with people, because everyone goes to the dentist, and some people really are traumatized by it.
For Blank, art cars are just another example of folk art.
It's kind of, you know, handmade, hands-on, from the heart. You know, it's like a storytelling thing. And art cars also tell a story.
And there were plenty of stories to be told on all of the stages this year. There were hula hoops, sunburned babies, and of course, a sea of lawn chairs. A record 175,000 people from all over the world traveled to Butte for the Montana Folk Festival in 2014. It's the fourth festival since the National Folk Festival had its three-year tenure here from 2008 to 2010. And the big draw is the music, performed across six different stages. Musicians come from California, New York, Iran, Africa. and Quebec, Canada. Gotta love the sound of the mouth harp. That's the Yves Lambert Trio. Lambert's been a professional musician for nearly 40 years. His latest project performs Quebecois folk music, with Lambert on the mouth harp, vocals, and accordion, Tommy Gauthier and Olivier Rondeau on violin and guitar. Lambert hasn't been to Montana in 30 years.
Montana, it's a... Many places of the United States is different, and Montana, it's a pretty wild country, and the people, it's a aventurier, you know? It's a pretty free country.
He calls his return a souvenir because it reminds him of a Mormon girl he once dated.
It's very rare, a date in Provo University, you know.
Quebecer folk music sounds a lot like Celtic folk music. And Lambert says it is Celtic music.
A lot of Irish people immigrate in Quebec country in the middle of 19th century. The most important thing for the difference is the tap of the feet. Takatam, takatam, takatam. Quasimodo, Quasimodo, qu'est-ce que fait la rivière?
Quasimodo, Quasimodo, qu'est-ce que fait la rivière? It's a subtle sound to hear, but Gauthier's feet are constantly stamping out the rhythm on a mic'd up piece of wood, like he's calmly putting out a fire. Rondeau adds bass rhythm by emphasizing the thickest string on his guitar.
Yeah, sometimes it's just to put the emphasis of the on the groove and keep a bass going on, and there's many ways of treating this playing now, so it's fine.
Hundreds of visitors are clapping their hands and dancing despite the nearly 90 degree heat. But that temperature didn't seem to bother the 10 members of Los Angeles-based Mariachi Reyes. They're immaculately dressed in matching purple suits. Mariachi Reyes was formed in 1994 by composer Jose Hernandez, and they were the first all-female mariachi band in the United States.
He arranges classic songs. He kind of reinvents them, but he also composes his own songs. So we'll be playing a few songs tonight that he wrote. One of them is El Gallo, the rooster. The other one is Hombre Necio, Hombre Malo, and it just kind of bashes on men a little bit, but why not have a little girl power in there, you know?
They'll also be performing and teaching music for children at the Mariachi Nationals in California in August. But teaching music can actually be harder than learning how to play it.
Usually this music is learned by ear. You know, it's still fairly new that it's written sheet music, because you can't really write down the feeling that you need to put into the music.
No band understands that passion more than Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes. They're a gospel group out of Virginia. Their performances feel like a sermon as much as they feel like a show. Mary Ingram is 84 now. She performs from a wheelchair on stage, but surrounded by her daughters and granddaughters in matching navy blue dresses. They talk very openly about life and how the death of their matriarch will affect the band, and they sing together with an earnestness and emotion as a family. If there were an award for best dressed performer of the festival, would have to go to soul and R&B legend Swamp Dogg. Born Jerry Williams Jr. in 1942, his bright yellow suit and fedora made a bright contrast to the mining headframe over the stage.
Okay, let's go.
Swamp Dogg had a modest hit in 1970 with Total Destruction to Your Mind, a tripped-out soul gem. But he actually made much of his living writing and producing for other artists. Swamp Dogg is still on the road at 71, and his longtime opening act? His 93-year-old mother, the elegant and charming Miss Vera Lee. She's been a singer and dancer her entire life.
In my hometown, I won the first prize so much that it stopped me from being on the program for a while, because nobody else could win the first prize, because I was winning it every week.
So. Touring together allows Miss Lee and her son Swamp Dogg to spend a lot of time together. She likes to give him a few pointers after the show, you know, the little details that only a mother can notice.
Anything in the artistic field, you're always looking for perfection, which is hard to get, but we still try. It's nice working with him. He's the boss of the show. He's the star.
Of course, this is just a taste of the 21 bands that came to Butte from all over the world. Lurie Bell was here to work, playing Chicago blues. Don Carlos performed Jamaican-style reggae. Nakoa Heavy Runner brought drumming from the Montana Assiniboine and Blackfeet tradition. This also brings folk fans from all over the world, too. There were a lot of Butte natives there, Montana natives there, of course. And then there was Sebastian Kuhner. He came all the way from Sweden, where he works at a ball-bearing factory in Gothenburg. That's the second biggest city there.
Burning all my money on this. This is the top thing in my year. So I work a lot. I work a lot of overtime to save money. So I go here and never look at the price tag. I'm just drink, eat, buy, enjoy. So I work hard to get here.
Keener says he loves American audiences because they know how to party. And he also just loves Americana, so much so that he's willing to travel halfway around the world to listen to it in person.
If it's a thread between through all the music I like, it's American. It's like blues, country, gospel, bluegrass, mountain music, Americana. So people think that, are you going to the States this summer? Where? Florida? LA? No, Montana. Okay. They don't have any references about Montana. They don't know where it is. So yeah, but I'm happy that I got to know this part of the country.
This is Harold Blank again, the art car specialist.
It's sort of the zest of life. It's like, you know, a campfire, you throw some musicians next to it, and all of a sudden it becomes an event. And it's not commercial. It's not for money. If you get money, great. That's just a bonus. But, you know, art cars don't make any money. Folk music, for the most part, doesn't make much money. And films about folk musicians don't make a lot of money.
From Montana Public Radio, I'm Christopher Allen.